Since she began her recording career in the 1970s, Patti Smith has proven to be a fan of cover versions of some of her favorite songs, such as Van Morrison's Gloria. She's just released an album consisting entirely of other people's songs, a dozen covers called 12. Rock critic Ken Tucker speculates on what has drawn Smith to record versions of songs by acts ranging from The Doors to Nirvana to the Rolling Stones.
That's Patti Smith covering the Rolling Stones' Gimme Shelter, which certainly takes some nerve. And her band, assisted by Tom Verlaine on slide guitar, really does justice and then some to the song's primal power. What makes this album 12 such an artistic success is that Smith approaches every song, no matter how familiar, with a blissful or willful disregard for the ways pop culture may have turned any of her chosen songs into a classic or a cliché. She's unfettered by notions of kitsch or irony, which makes one of the more surprising choices here, the 1985 Tears for Fears song Everybody Wants to Rule the World, surprisingly listenable.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while we sleep.
On that song, Patti Smith hones in on the lyric, teasing out the purity of its sentiment. She brings the prettiest version of her singing to a pop song that I never thought I wanted to hear again. Smith breaks down your defenses with sheer earnestness. The album's most triumphant example of this is her interpretation of Jimi Hendrix's Are You Experienced, a song so intricate and unique that it would seem to defy a fresh restatement. Yet Patti Smith pulls it off.
Just get your mind together, then come on across to me. We'll hold hands and then we'll watch the sunrise from the bottom of the sea.
Most of the time on this album, Patti Smith is working out songs with her longtime band, especially guitarist Lenny Kaye. They leap around decades, from the Beatles' Within You, Without You, to a 1970s Bob Dylan song, Changing of the Guards, to Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. On that last one, she also pulls in a bunch of friends, including the playwright Sam Shepard, who plays banjo. Together, they turn Kurt Cobain's early 90s anthem into a piece of folk blues. The result is another unlikely triumph of sharp-eared sincerity over mere familiarity.
Fun to lose and to pretend she's overboard, myself assured. I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 hello. With the lights out, it's less dangerous.
I think it's great that Patti Smith, who over the years has been accused of not singing well and who also was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just this past year, shrugs off every criticism and accolade. She just pursues a life in art, whether it's writing songs, writing poetry, or in the case of this album, demonstrating how an artist can combine a fan's sensibility. She gives vocalists younger or more technically accomplished than her a lesson in how to interpret popular music in unexpected, visceral ways.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed a new album of covers by Patti Smith called 12.